Are you ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Look no further than Factor. Factor offers chef-made gourmet meals that are dietitian approved and can be heated and enjoyed in just 2 minutes. Perfect for fueling your body and feeling great, no matter what life throws your way. Factor makes it easy to eat well and stick to your nutritional goals. Factor delivers fresh, fully prepared meals right to your doorstep, making it ideal for anyone with an active, busy lifestyle like my family. Are you looking to shed a few pounds? With Factor, you can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. This is based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, although results will vary depending on individual diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's simple to find meals tailored to your specific goals. You can choose preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto, ensuring there's something for everyone. Factor helps me feel my best all day long, and it can help you too. Factor offers wholesome smoothies, delicious breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and so much more. Their variety makes it easy to stick to your nutrition goals without feeling deprived. Factor takes the stress out of meal planning and helps my family stay on track with our health goals, making healthy eating not just achievable, but enjoyable. Recently, I had Factor's mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice. Imagine tender, juicy chicken thighs, perfectly seared and sauteed to golden perfection. Factor's mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice dish brings together rich, earthy flavors that will satisfy your cravings and leave your taste buds dancing with delight. This gourmet meal features succulent chicken thighs paired with a savory mushroom sauce that's bursting with goodness. It's complemented by a hearty serving of fluffy wild rice, expertly seasoned to enhance the flavors of chicken. Each bite is a harmonious blend of textures, tender meat, creamy mushrooms, and wholesome grains. Ready in just 2 minutes, this dish is not only easy to prepare, but also nourishing, providing you with the fuel you need to tackle your day. Whether you're a busy professional, a parent on the go, or just someone who appreciates a home-cooked meal without the hassle, Factor guarantees convenience and taste. So why wait? Treat yourself to a culinary delight with Factor's mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice, the perfect balance of flavor, nutrition, and simplicity. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/RLRC50OFF and use code RLRC50OFF to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code RLRC50OFF. At factormeals.com/RLRC50OFF to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Tuesday, January 21st, 2025, and I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And we are back bringing you Crime Time, right?
Yes.
And it's natural recording this early, but it's in the teens outside today, Cindy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Cold. Let's do some cold euphemisms. Colder than a well digger's ass. I never understood that one.
My daddy's favorite, colder than a witch's titty.
Oh, yeah. Colder than a witch's titty.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't know what a colder than a well digger's ass that. Means. The
cold as F.
I know, but there's got to be. Let me Google it or ask Siri.
Okay.
What are some colder than euphemisms?
Sure.
Okay. I found this on the web for what are some colder than euphemisms. Check it out.
All right, yeah, I'm going to read you some. Okay. Colder than expressions. The cold is something everyone has felt, some of us more than others, like we are now. Whether you enjoy it or not, it is always a common topic of conversations, like most things weather related. Sometimes you need a way to just say how cold it is. Right? And we're about to do this, y'all. All right. So colder than a brass toilet seat in the Yukon.
Oh my gosh, that'd be cold. Yeah.
All right. That I'm not going to tell you about it all, but now they get down to 60 degrees, a staggering minus 60 degrees. Mm-mm. Right. So I guess brass is just cold anyway. All right. Colder than a day old dumpling.
Huh.
Never heard of that one.
Me either.
And dumplings are known to be warm comfort food. You make good dumplings.
Thank you.
Blah, 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 blah. And a dumpling left out in the cold for a day doesn't seem like a nice thing to eat at all. Right? Colder than a dead man's hand. That's pretty good. Because they're pretty cold after.
After their blood going through them.
Yeah, for a while. I have to bend down for a minute. Colder than the Finnish winter. Colder than a mother-in-law's kiss. Colder than a penguin's tuxedo. Colder than a polar bear's toenails. That's funny. Colder than a steel plate in Antarctica. Colder than a toilet seat made of brass on the shady part of an iceberg. You can take a shit in the sun. Colder than Eskimo's outhouse. That's cold. Colder than the hinges of hell. I like that. Colder than the shady side of a banker's heart. Yeah. Colder than a grave digger's. Oh, that was another one. Colder than a grave digger's ass, I thought too. But colder than the grave digger's shovel. Colder than a skinny dipping in a snowstorm. Colder than a reindeer's antlers. Colder than a bucket of penguin poo.
What?
Colder than a cast iron toilet. Colder than a gold digger's heart. Colder than a landlord's heart. Colder than a mixture of acetone and dry ice. Whatever the fuck. It goes on and on and on.
Oh.
On and on and on. Colder than a witch's belt buckle. And colder than penguin snot.
That's disgusting.
Here's one for kind of true crime, for murder and shit. Colder than moonlight on a tombstone.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention yesterday's show? This Friday night,
yes.
A&E, Cold Case Files, Murder in the Bayou, Part 5.
Episode
5. We are going to be featured, and Courtney Coco's case is featured, but the description says, you know, about how she was dumped in Winnie, Texas, and the case went cold. And so a retired detective turned podcaster brought it to whatever they say. So y'all check it out Friday night. I think it's at 9 o'clock. It's 8 or 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. I know you can get it on Prime, but it's also on like Hulu or wherever you get wherever you can get A&E.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of different streaming platforms that have it. I imagine regular cable still has it if anybody has that.
Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody have that?
I don't know. We don't have it. No. I bet you we pay a lot more and all the streaming.
Oh, we pay a heck of a lot more than what we did for cable.
So let's get down to some true crime time for Taco Tuesday.
Oh my goodness. All right. We're gonna start off with
it's time for F'd Up Professionals.
We're going to go to New Jersey.
Jersey,
where an elementary school teacher was arrested last week for sexually.
I was going to name your news about sex.
Assaulting a student who lived with her for several years.
Oh, it's a female.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was impregnated by the victim and had his child.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Karen, who's a fifth grade teacher.
Like he used to be.
I just can't. At Middle Township Elementary School, had an inappropriate sexual relationship.
Mm, it's called rape.
Yeah. With a student when they lived together at Karen's home in Cape May Courthouse, an unincorporated community between the years of 2016 and 2020.
So
She had access to him for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. She's now 34. She first met the
victim.
The victim when she taught him and his brother in fifth grade.
Holy shit. How old are you in fifth grade?
10.
Holy shit.
10. The boy's parents became close with Karen. I became close with many. Right. I mean, I was at such a small school. I had maybe 30 students and you're in a small community.
Yep.
You get close to your the parents.
Right.
And
you can get this close to them.
Well, she became close to the parents and they allowed their sons and daughter to spend some nights at Karen's house over the years.
She got them, groomed them.
But then the children stayed there permanently. They just moved in with her in 2016 for a period of time. Mm-hmm. The boy's sister.
Wait, so 16 is the start when he was 10 was when? What year? I'm trying to figure out how old he was.
He was 13 13. Yeah. So the boy's sister told investigators that she noticed how her brother would often wake up in Karen's bed, mm-hmm. despite falling asleep in the sibling's shared room. And he secretly admitted to her that he fathered Karen's child. When the child was born in 2000,
what the hell he did? It could have been another fifth grade student that knocked her out.
Well,
maybe she.
The story.
She swore, "You're the only one I'm raping. I promise."
Well,
we're gonna have a baby together.
I can probably explain a little bit.
All right.
When the child was born in 2019, the victim was 13 years old, and she was 28. Investigators became aware of the sexual abuse after the boy's father pointed out the 13-year-old's boy, pointed out the similarities between Karen's child, himself, and his son after seeing a Facebook post in December. So he looked at Karen's baby and was like, that looks like my 13-year-old did.
Right. And then,
and it looked like me.
And now I'm a grandfather.
Yeah.
Like at least 10 years too young.
So Karen was arrested on January 15th and faces charges of aggravated sexual assault, and endangering the welfare of a child. She is being held at Cape May County Correctional Facility pending her initial court appearance. It's unclear if she's entered a plea, blah, blah, blah. The arrest underscores the unwavering commitment of our office and law enforcement partners to protect the children in our community, Jeffrey Sutherland said, which is a Cape May County prosecutor. He goes on to say that teachers hold a position of great trust, and the allegations, which is not in this case, represent a deeply troubling breach of trust. We will work tirelessly to ensure justice is served and to support the victim and their family throughout this process. She's, of course, been placed on administrative leave.
You think?
I know. And
must be civil service, otherwise they'd fired her.
And they just ask if you have any information on this case to please contact the prosecutor's office.
Well.
And this is, I lost her.
It doesn't matter. No, I don't want to see her anyway. Fuck her. That's kind of a freebie for the cops. It's like, the now grandfather brings in and is like, hey, I think this is wrong, or this might be what it'll be. And so the cops get on and it's like a slam dunk.
Yeah.
DNA, right? And there's no getting out of that, whatever. So it reminded me, of course, of David and Christina Constance when Christina came in that day and I was busy and they said, they need to talk to the detective. You have time? And no, I don't. But come back here anyway. And she said, my husband made me have sex with his nephew, 13, I think the boy was. And I'm like, okay, it's another Livingston Parish deal here. And then the next words out of her mouth, and he made me give her 7-year-old son a blowjob. And I was like, oh, stop. the other rice remains solid, blah, 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 blah. Right. And so that, I mean, that was a freebie, right? Came in the door and confessed, and we did what we did on it. But this, I'm going to tell you another freebie for the cops. All right. And this one is bizarre. So a Maryland man, what's the motto for Maryland?
No idea.
Me either. I know they're the Terrapins, their football team. But anyway, Baltimore played on Sunday. We don't know. That's going to be a great game. But anyway, a Maryland man walks into a Baltimore police station. He wants to see the detectives.
Okay.
So they got him some detectives. And you know what he did? He confessed to two murders that he committed over 10 years before.
I mean, he was just eating at him?
I guess. His name was Scott Barnett, and he's 45 years old. And he entered that Southeast District Police Station on January 12th and asked to speak to detectives about a murder. And then he admitted his involvement in the murders of Terrell Lehman, who was 41, and Charles Webster, who was 46. And both of them had been reported missing in December of 2014. But their bodies had never been found. So the case was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And Barnett, then, he's got diarrhea in the mouth. He tells the police that he and his child's mom, who died in 2022, were living with the victims at the time and were both involved in stabbing them and dismembering their bodies.
I want to know if the woman actually died. She was murdered.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So he then proceeds to have diarrhea of mouth more, and he tells the cops that he discarded the remains in various trash cans around the city.
Okay.
So WMAR, the TV station, reported that Barnett was shown pictures of the victims, and he said, yep, that's the ones I kill. And police said that Barnett wrote, quote, I stabbed her and I killed him on the photos. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And now, of course, he's charged with first and second degree murder after his confession. And that's the end of that story.
Did he implicate anybody else? Oh, the girl, the woman that died.
His wife.
That died.
And this is crazy. Law enforcement always said it's the greatest show on earth. You don't have to watch like Cold Case Files that we're on this week. It just happens every day. Look at this smooth cat.
Oh, I don't even know how to describe that.
He got a little lightning bolt tattoo under his left eye, and he's got an arrow tattoo on his ear pointing upwards.
Interesting.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It takes all kinds of special idiots to make the world go around.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
Mr. Barnett.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't murder somebody, but I wouldn't live with it. It wouldn't take me 10 years to confess. I would just be standing there going, take me.
Why confess after the 10 years?
I guess it's eating you alive. I don't know. I mean, I would think that it would.
I don't know.
I mean, why confess? Because you always say that certain people are going to confess when they are when they're going to be put to death and they confess. Yeah. So why confess then? You're going to die. Why even?
I know. If I did it and been saying I hadn't done it and they strapped me to the table, I'm trying to get right with Jesus.
Well, you don't have to say that out loud. I get right with Jesus.
I probably want to give the family some comfort, closure or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, we're not murderers to try to figure it out. So
that you know of.
Well, if you were a murderer, I'd already be dead. So
I didn't say I murdered you. Genetics can be beautiful. Maybe you got your mom's eyes or great skin. But genetics can also be a nightmare. I hear friends say, I got my mom's belly and love handles. Don't let genetics be the thing that holds you back from getting the body you deserve. Check out the Permanent Solutions by Sano Bello. Our friends at Sano Bello are offering you their best deal. You're now included in their winter savings event.
but appointments are limited. So please make your appointment today. Sonobello doctors are masters in microlaser fat removal. What is microfat laser removal? Microlaser fat removal is a brilliant technique that removes stubborn fat permanently. Tummy, love handles, thighs, arms, wherever your problem areas are, the fat is gone in one comfortable visit. Eating healthy and workouts are great. Keep doing that. But if you want to lose that stubborn fat in one visit, check out Sonobello. Save big during their winter savings event. Schedule your free consultation now at sonobello.com/RLRC. That's sonobello.com/RLRC.
This episode is sponsored by Midi Health.
Midi Health is here to change the way women experience menopause care. As a husband, I've seen my wife, Cindy, navigate the challenges of menopause, and it hasn't been easy. Keeping up with her symptoms while feeling dismissed by traditional healthcare providers was tough for her. It was disheartening to hear the doctors say it was all in her head or to just focus on diet and exercise. I learned that many healthcare providers lack training in menopause, which is shocking. 80% of OBGYNs report they are untrained in this critical area, and 75% feel uncomfortable discussing it with their patients. Thank goodness Cindy found Midi. Midi is a virtual care clinic dedicated to truly seeing, hearing, and understanding women's experiences. It was created by women for women, and they accept insurance in all 50 states. Getting started is simple. She visited www.trymidi.com/real, set up her account, and entered her insurance information and shared her symptoms. She was able to choose a convenient time to meet her clinician. During the virtual visit, she discussed her symptoms and health history in detail with a nurse practitioner trained in perimenopause, menopause, and weight management. If she needs any tests like blood work or imaging, they help coordinate it with a local facility that accepts her insurance. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Now she can follow her treatment plan and schedule follow-up visits. Midi even collaborates with her other doctors for in-person treatment if necessary. Best of all, there are no hidden costs, no membership fees, and Midi bills your insurance directly. Midi also offers fantastic products, including Compound Semiglutide and Estriol Face Cream, which Cindy loves. This prescription skincare product is designed to improve skin elasticity, hydration, and texture, addressing those frustrating changes related to estrogen decline. So if you're ready to take charge of your midlife health, go to www.trymidi.com/real. That's www.trymidi.com/real to schedule a virtual visit. Join more than 200,000 women who love and trust Midi for their midlife care. Y'all use my code SAFE15 to get $15 off your first RX product when you book your visit.
If you had murdered anybody, if you were a murdering kind, I would already be dead.
That is so true. That is true.
But sad thing is I know this, says the woman that put the man's socks on him last night, and he didn't even try to stop her.
What are you talking about? You held your foot up.
I did.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
It was getting cold, and I'd been going outside, and I had sweatpants on. We were watching something. I don't remember what we were watching, football or something.
Probably.
And kicking back with my feet in the chair. And now I'm really fucking going to tell myself because I have on slippers and I never owned a pair of slippers.
Deer phone slippers.
And until recently, these, got them for Christmas and they're comfortable as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just, that's true old man shit, right?
Yeah. They're like,
so I kick back in a chair, put my feet up and the sweatpants slide up and I got from my slippers to, you know, my shins. And it was getting cold.
Yeah.
And I was like, my legs are cold. Mm-hmm. And you said, you want me to get some socks?
No, you said my feet are cold.
Oh, okay. Well, I meant my legs because my feet were in the slippers.
I know, but you still said my feet are cold. And I said, what kind of socks? I said, do you want me to go get you socks? And you said, yes. And yeah, I said, do you want a specific kind?
No, you didn't.
I did. I said, what kind of socks do you want?
I said socks.
Exactly. So what did I bring?
She brought me ankle socks. Put one, And
I have very thankful socks on.
But you brought me ankle socks, and it didn't solve the problem.
I brought him ankle socks, and I walked up to him, and he's doing something on his phone, and so I undo the socks, and he lifts his foot up.
While I'm still working on the phone.
And I proceed to put the sock on him. He kicks the slipper off the other foot, and I put the other sock on him, and then I sit down, and he says, "My legs are cold."
Yeah.
And I said, "Do you want another pair of socks?" I'll go get another pair of socks. He lifts his foot up. I put him on top of the other socks.
Yeah, that was nice.
This is Woody Overton's life.
And I still have more right now.
You do?
Yep. Yeah, you're pretty amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now I'm really old as fuck. All right, go ahead.
Gonna get really this. I've honestly never had a story that came with a content warning.
Wow, really?
This one actually comes with disturbing descriptions, and they are very disturbing descriptions. So, this is a
it's time for F'd Up Professionals.
So, going to New Jersey.
Jersey again.
Yeah, staying in New Jersey. And a former janitor is facing 8 years in prison after admitting to tainting children's utensils and cafeteria food with feces, urine, and bleach. On Monday, January 13th, Giovanni Impellizzeri, who's 27 years old and lives in Vineland, pleaded guilty to second-degree official misconduct, according to the Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray. He also pleaded guilty to third-degree possession of child abuse material, and he was arrested on October 31st, 2023, with the initial charge of aggravated assault, tampering with food products, and endangering the welfare of children. He was later charged with second-degree official misconduct, according to the 2023 release from the prosecutor's office. During the course of the investigation, detectives discovered that Impellizzeri was in possession of child sexual abuse material. And on November 8th, 2023, he was then charged with one count of possession of and one count of distribution of child sexual abuse material.
So it would be child porn.
So the New Jersey State Police began investigating him on October 30th of 2023, when people from Elizabeth F. Moore School started reporting anonymous tips about videos posted to a social media platform.
So that means somebody was in there looking at something dirty.
And that's what I thought.
And they're like, oh, hold on a minute.
Yeah, I know that.
That's Mr. Joe Blow, whatever his name is, from our school.
That's what I was
thinking.
Shitting
on our forks. Yeah.
Yeah. So according to the affidavit of probable cause filed on November 2nd, 2023, officials at the school serving students in grades 3 to 5 report – the school has grades 3 to 5. Reported receiving anonymous tips about alarming posts sent on the encrypted texting app Telegram, which I hadn't heard of until this morning. So I downloaded it just to see what Telegram was. And when I was doing research about it, it's not meant to be like a dirty place. Like it's like MailChimp, what we use for our
I understand, but people will always figure out nefarious things to do with legit shit.
Yeah. A tipster said that while on a Telegram group thread, he saw Impellizzeri texting and posting videos of himself in what appeared to be a school setting, performing sexual acts with items from the school, as well as doing things that would endanger the well-being of students of the school. Mm-hmm. Videos and posts the tipster saved from Telegram showed Impelizzeri wiping his private parts on various utensils.
We call that crotch dusting.
And items from the school. He was seen masturbating and urinating on pillows and kitchen bowls.
Nice.
One video showed him spraying bleach into a container of cucumbers that was later served to children at the school.
Nice.
Obviously, with the intention of harming the students. They showed him using multiple pieces of bread to wipe his, they have in quotes, private parts.
Crotch dusting.
As well as spitting on the bread before putting the bread back in the container.
Wow, that dude is fucked.
To be later served to children at the school.
That is such a violation.
He had worked at the school since 2019 as a custodian. Mm-hmm. The health department wants to ensure everyone that all of the food prep and utensils and services have now been properly sanitized. Mm-hmm. Any food products in question have been discarded. Officials collected bodily fluid specimens from the defendant, determined if there was any potential for infectious disease transmission to anyone.
Because he has a clap gonorrhea.
Mm-hmm. And health officials concluded that any risk to anyone who came in contact with any of the food or items were minimal. The parents that.
Yeah, fuck that. Minimal. How about mental scarring?
Exactly.
That dude's going to get his ass beat.
So on Monday's hearing, I don't remember what the date was, but it says that Lindsay Seidel, who's the assistant prosecutor, asked him if his intent was of placing bodily fluids on food and objects in the school was meant to harm the children. And he said yes. Well, he also admitted to having been in possession of videos in his cell phone depicting child sexual abuse, including explicit videos involving toddlers and infants.
Man, you know, the story reminds me of Denny Perkins, who was high-ranking sheriff's office official, and his wife Cindy was a fifth-grade teacher, and they had videos of him masturbating on pedophores, which she then took to her classroom and fed to her students and took pictures and videos of. I mean, come on, man. There's nothing more fucked up than that. Of course, he got 100 years. They did a lot of other shit too, rapes and child rapes and knocked out people rapes and everything else. And I mean, you would think that you go to your cafeteria and get your BLT sandwich, and it's not going to have somebody's taint on it. Butter or whatever you want to call it, taint your balls, taint your ass, all the nasty, nasty shit. And that is definitely a. It's time for F'd Up Professionals. Well, last time we did one, so I'm going to do another one. Now, this time, y'all, again, I've been to this airport also. We're going to Savannah and the Hilton Head International Airport. And on January 15th, Southwest Airline, you know, they had a pilot. And I told you, they'd be hanging out at the bar. And you know where this story's going. And he was staying at that a hotel by the airport, and he had himself a few drinks. And then, but the problem was he had to fly on Wednesday, January 15th. When he got to the airport, somebody noticed something was amiss. And he got arrested for DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know. Technically, I mean, like, if I'm drunk driving and I pull over because I'm too drunk and you throw your keys out of the window and no cop sees you driving and you're sitting in the car, and technically they can't get you for driving under the influence because you weren't driving, right? So I don't know how it works on airplanes, but we've done these stories before. The Southwest Airlines provided a statement to multiple outlets, NBC News, ABC, blah, 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 blah. And they said, we are confirming that they were aware of a situation involving an employee of Flight 3772 from Savannah's Hilton Head International Airport. And that employee has since been removed from duty. And it, of course, the flight got canceled. And they said customers were accommodated on other flights. We apologize for the disruption to their travel plans. And there's nothing more important to Southwest than the safety of employees and customers. Now, according to the flight records, Flight 3772, which was headed from Savannah to Chicago, was delayed nearly 5 hours. I would be so pissed off. But it left Savannah at 10:56 a.m. local time and landed in Chicago at 12:08. But pilot David Paul Alsop was arrested on Wednesday morning, and this according to the arrest records from Chatham County Sheriff's Office. He's 52 years old, so he's been doing it for a minute. And he was charged with driving under influence and was taken into custody at that same airport. And the airline said that he was removed from duty. But, you know, I mean, how fucked up do you have to be? I mean, you can eat some breath mints or whatever. I guess he was staggering to the airplane and wait for him to get on the airplane in the cockpit. And maybe his co-pilot's like, man, you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I got to call the police on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, you know what that could be. It's time for F of Professors. You know, all the studies on how your motor skills are delayed and all that. I know these big planes have autopilot and all that shit and whatever, but I don't want my pilot flying fucked up.
I don't either.
Right?
I don't think anybody does.
Anybody's pilot flying fucked up. But yeah, most of those guys, almost all of them went through the military first to get their pilot license because it's, you know, it's not free because they have signed up for X amount of years and they get out and they do this. And I've had friends that have done it and I just can't imagine. Well, I guess people do it every day on all kinds of different jobs. They show up fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And teachers, we've had teachers do it. We had cops do it, whatever. I'm working the case now where a cop, they allege that he was drunk when he got to work. So, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
But there you have it.
I don't understand why you would want to. I mean, first of all, he's putting himself in harm's way. He could literally kill, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, let me tell you just a little bit more. See about what happened. So according to NBC News, an officer for the Transportation Security Administration had smelled alcohol in the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that called the cops. And they said that the pilot may have shown other signs of intoxication and was removed from the cockpit. Now, NBC News shared an image of the police officer on the Southwest plane. And CBS News notes that pilots are prohibited from using alcohol while on duty or from flying or attempting to fly an aircraft within 8 hours of consuming alcohol or if they have a blood alcohol concentration of 0.04 or greater, in this according to the Federal Aviation Administration. They say any factor that impairs the pilot's ability to perform the required task during the operation of an aircraft is an invitation for disaster.
Have you heard of Move.com? They sell federally legal cannabis gummies. Everything you'd expect from a dispensary, and ship it right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at mood.com/RLRC with promo code RLRC. Mood partners with small American farms to bring you amazing high potency THC gummies, home baked cookies, top shelf flower, vapes, and more. And third party lab tested, backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from the farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code RLRC. So head to mood.com/RLRC, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RLRC when you check out to save $30 on your first order. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. Thank you. And the use of alcohol is a significant self-imposed stress factor that should be eliminated from the cockpit. And the ability to do so is strictly within the pilot's control.
Meaning,
I guess nobody held a gun to his head.
Yeah.
So back in March, I never report on this. Back in March of 2024, a Delta Airlines pilot was sentenced to 10 months in jail after reporting for duty intoxicated at Scotland's Edinburgh airport. And at the time, a Delta spokesperson told People magazine that the airline was aware of this incident, and they removed the pilot from service while conducting a thorough investigation in coordination with the Scottish authorities. So anyway,
why don't they have to do like a breathalyzer before they like start the engine on the plane, like blow into that?
Yeah, that's a genius idea. I know they already have those built. Like they people to get on a probation, whatever, you got to blow into your steering wheel.
Yeah.
And every
little bit you have to do it. There's a Real Housewife that got a DUI and she didn't know how to blow because you have to blow like a certain way. And she was like stalling at traffic lights and stuff because she didn't do it right. You know, right. So.
Yeah, I maybe wrote like 2 DWIs in my career, but I would always just call the troopers and shit mm-hmm. to come do it because Louisiana, the first one is a misdemeanor and it takes hours, like 3 hours. And when you catch them, what I call PHT, prime hunting time, when I was looking for dope dealers right. and shit like that.
Yeah, you had bigger fish to fry.
Nobody on the road, but drunks and bad guys and cops that time of the night. So I call the troopers, but the ones I witnessed, cause breathalyzer was in the booking room. Mm-hmm. I was always in there booking somebody and they always had some asshole in there had to do it. And I would laugh every time. They'd be like, "You gonna blow in the machine? Yeah, I'm gonna blow." And they're like, "Okay, now I need you to blow and blow hard and don't stop blowing until I tell you to stop blowing." And they start blowing and the machine numbers start going up. They're blowing in a like half blow and they're like, "No, you got to blow harder."
Yeah.
And then I had to stop the test and read. "No, you got to redo it again. You weren't blowing hard enough." "No, I was blowing." "No, you got to blow until I tell you to stop."
Oh my God.
And they blow. And then when it gets close to .30, the cop starts wanting to stop blowing.
Yeah.
Like, "We got your ass, motherfucker." But our policy, if you hit a .3, then we got to take you to hospital. Then I'm going to have to sit at the hospital with you. I'm going to have to sit at the hospital with you till you get released and then bring you back and book you.
Yeah, so stop.
The cop's trying to get them to stop below a .30.
My gosh.
The amount of paperwork and shit they have to go through. Yeah. Get the first one. The bad thing about it is you see all the time, like around here, people arrested for their 11th DWI.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because it's called voicinization. When you get your first DWI and everybody pleads out and you get probation or whatever. And if after a year, you don't get anything, that 894 take it off your record. So you get your first one, right? And you plead guilty to it. So, but the judge has to read. That's another thing. When you're in court and I'm sitting there, I worked the night before and I got to work that night and I got 3 court cases. I got a preliminary motions to dismiss or whatever, search warrant, whatever it may be. And some asshole's in there taking his DWI plea and the judge has to read like this fucking 30-minute thing to him.
Dissertation,
right?
Yeah.
And that's called the voicinization. Mm-hmm. They have to, and it's by law, they have to do this mm-hmm. for a misdemeanor. And I get it. It's a serious thing. But so then they get arrested for the second DWI. Let's say it's the next parish over East Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. Well, it shows that you were arrested for a DWI before and pled guilty to it. But it doesn't matter. When you go to court, if the DA doesn't take the time to go to this parish and get the voicinization where it's read into the record, and then they have to read that into the record in their parish before they can charge you with or convict you for the second offense DWI. So they always just charge them with another DWI.
Yeah.
And then they go to another parish.
Right.
And they get arrested again, or state or whatever. Yeah. And it goes on and on. And the DAs don't go and get where the judge read it into the transcripts. And so they go again and again and again until they end up killing somebody. And then they'll go get it and charge them. But then they can only charge them with the original one that they pled guilty to.
Shouldn't we just have like a database for all of it?
I'm old as fuck now and they probably have that. But yeah. They didn't back then.
Yeah.
You had to go physically go get it and bring it and read it in.
I think that if the charge was stronger from the get-go, that it might deter further charge, like doing it again. I mean, a misdemeanor, then a little slap on the wrist.
It would for you because a lot keeps an honest man honest, but a certain percentage of people who just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're just going to do it.
They're going to get their
until
drink
they kill
wine,
somebody.
Until they kill
or
someone.
Themselves.
Same thing like a domestic violence. If you don't get out of it after your first arrest, you're not going to get out of it until you kill someone or injure them so bad that you go to prison. Shit happens. That's what it is. So I think if there are enhanced penalties now for like if you blow over a certain amount, you get a higher charge. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I know that if you don't blow now, or if you're involved in a wreck, they automatically take your blood.
Yeah,
because I mean, meth doesn't show up on the breathalyzer.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, all the different ways to impair yourself.
And then if it's, especially if it's fatality or something or whatever, then you technically, it's just not a pain in the ass. It's your job, but you got to go get a search warrant for the blood to take their blood and shit like that. Because otherwise the defense attorney is going to have it thrown out or whatever. You know?
What do you do in cases where like someone's taking a antidepressant or whatever that doesn't mix with blood? And like, so maybe technically your blood alcohol level isn't that high, but you're way more impaired than you would be because you're taking this other medication. And how does that work?
That's absolutely no excuse. You still chose to drink and then mix with your medication.
But does it affect the charge in any way?
It's a case-by-case thing. But, I mean, they can bring – and I've seen them bring in their prescription and say, hey, look, I had a prescription for Xanax and I took and I was drinking. Well, that's why I was so fucked up. But well, guess what?
It's no excuse.
You still drink.
Yeah.
You're a grown-ass person and says on the bottle, do not drink, you know, do not take what alcohol may impair your ability to drive a vehicle, operate heavy machinery. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a pretty small percentage of people that operate heavy machinery. but they put it on there. You know why?
Because
someone motherfucker did it. Anyway, that's the way it is, and that's the way it rolls. Y'all, hashtag justice for Haley. And Friday night, Cold Case Files, Murder in the Bayou, Courtney Coco's story, and how lifers solved the case. So y'all should be proud of yourself. I mean, and, you know, and I saw, because I downloaded the thing last night, and hers isn't up yet, but and I knew the stat, and I've said many times over the years, there's over 100,000 cold cases in the United States, and less than 1% ever get solved.
Yeah.
We've solved 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're trying to, well, Haley's hitting really cold, but we've solved 2. We're trying to solve 3 with Miss Barbara Blunt. So y'all continue calling your tips on that. And we're never going to quit working. And it is just, we just need a little bit more. But in sponsors, thank you. Patrons, convicts, Apple subscribers, thank you so much. Hope you're enjoying your commercial free early releases. And
yes.
Cindy gets them out as early as we can. Sometimes some shit happens. We can't record to, right the day before, and you just get that night, but you still get commercial free.
Right.
And,
but we at least still with the, what we, say is we want everyone to have it at least 24 hours in advance, like our subscribers.
Yeah,
and we've been getting out four
a lot
days.
Of times we get it a week in advance sometimes.
Yeah.
And of course, there's bonus episodes and all that. Go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app. I go there first every morning before I go everywhere else. And
it is a strong community of loving people, and
30-some thousand.
Yeah,
right?
Very respectful discourse, even if you don't agree.
And we are the only ones that censor it.
Yes. And there's no other app like ours.
Yeah.
True crime app. There's not.
And it's got everything, merch store, mm-hmm. forums, and games, and whatever, mm-hmm. all the episodes, and what have you. So stay warm. And we're hoping we're going to have power so you get Wednesday and Thursday's episodes.
I was thinking we can just plug this into your truck or my car and we can record away.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. When I went to Norwood this year and Lawnmower had a flat,
mm-hmm.
and I drive all the way to town and buy an air pump,
mm-hmm.
with a cigarette lighter,
mm-hmm.
plug, and you get back. My new truck doesn't have a cigarette lighter. It's like, fuck. And it's like, it's a 20-minute ride to town and 20-minute ride back.
Easy.
So then I had to go buy one. And I know why the cigarette lighter battery charger? No, it's tire pump. But it's so fucking cheap because nobody has them anymore. And then I had to pay $100 for one that plugged into the outlet of my truck. So you're right. We'll bring it to you.
From a car.
Rain, sleet, snow, or shine. We're going to get you.
True crime.
On time.
Did I tell you about yesterday with Sophie and I went to Starbucks and I went up to WL's room and told him if he came with me, I would get him canes. But I was trying to rhyme every sentence that I had. It was so funny. He was cracking up laughing because I was like, getting my Santa Fe and I'm going to make your day.
get you some canes and your stomach won't feel any pain.
Staying exactly. And he was laughing.
Until it comes out your butt.
And exactly. Everything we said on the ride there and back had to be a rhyme.
Oh, that's funny.
I know.
Great parenting skills.
Yes.
And great sock skills.
Thank you.
But that really didn't happen. All those swims, one is me.
It was me.
I'm not wearing slippers.
You're still a man with slippers.
There's no question of my manhood.
Okay, well then why are you? You're still young. Old man. You're not an old man.
All right, we love y'all.
Oh, one more thing, really quick. Mm-hmm. Sophie and I were looking at time hop pictures last night mm-hmm. of our trip to Gatlinburg 8 years ago, mm-hmm. and she saw a picture of you and me, and she thought. She said that you look younger now than you did really? Then.
Yeah, I saw a time hop when we were in D.C. Mm-hmm. 8 years ago. I was thick as fuck, but I was only like 200 pounds. But but that's when I was working out all the time.
Yeah.
But I was like thick. I was like, damn, look at him. I'm like 30, 40 pounds lighter than that now.
Yeah, you were 50 pounds lighter.
That's true. All right. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And this concludes True Crime Time for Taco Tuesday. And I'm Woody Everton.
I'm Cindy Everton.
Holla at y'all later. Peace.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.